This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. More than a dozen Durham Elementary parents rallied again at the Houston ISD board meeting last night to voice their concerns over changes at the campus.
What we continue to see is a pattern: poorly planned disruption rolled out without the proper support or resources. And every time this happens, our students and teachers suffer.
Some parents became emotional.
We support change, not chaos for our kids. Our kids deserve so much better.
This is a continued campaign by the parents who are upset over what they call last-minute changes to their curriculum and after two teachers were reassigned to home duty. A Republican Texas congressman says he will not run for re-election when his term is up next year. News 88.7's Alexandra Hart reports on Morgan Luttrell.
Luttrell represents Texas's 8th congressional district, a solidly red seat that extends north and northeast of Houston and includes a small section to the city's west. In a statement Thursday, Luttrell said he is not seeking a third term and said he's, quote, choosing a different path. He did not specify what his future plans would be, but says he will finish out the remainder of his term through the end of 2026. The former Navy SEAL was first elected in 2022, beating his Democratic opponent by more than 36 percentage points. Luttrell's office did not respond to request for comment. I'm Alexandra Hart in Houston.
One person is recovering from a gunshot wound this morning after getting shot inside a Walmart yesterday in northeast Houston. This stemmed from an argument between a Walmart employee and customers at the store who were arguing. Multiple outlets report that the shot was fired near a cash register. The store was closed for a bit while deputies investigated. Houston Mayor John Whitmire is holding off on his State of the City address for now. It was scheduled to happen later this month. Our Kyle McLennigan says the speech was going to be hosted at the Hilton Americas Hotel in downtown Houston, but workers remain on strike for a second week.
In a statement, Whitmire said he canceled the event out of respect for the ongoing contract negotiations between Hilton and union workers. A union representative welcomed Whitmire's support, saying they've continued to call on Hilton to make an agreement that addresses their needs. The strike has gained some national attention, with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders voicing his support in a social media post on Wednesday. Sanders says he sent a letter to Hilton asking them to pay the workers a fair wage. The strike at the hotel began on Labor Day and has been extended through September 20th. Workers are calling for pay raises of at least $23 an hour. A Hilton spokesperson said the company was committed to negotiating in good faith. I'm Kyle McLennigan, News 88.7.
In sports, the Astros lost to the Toronto Blue Jays 6-0 last night. Seattle won. So now Houston and Seattle are tied. They have the exact same record, and they are both atop the American League West division, and they will both go for their 80th wins of the season tonight. The Astros are in Atlanta to take on the Braves. Currently 76 degrees right now on the UH campus. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.